Can you tell us a little bit about your case and what makes it special?
Airela is starting on the Brazilian OTC pharmaceutical market to offer products for prevention and well-being. Surely, one of the special aspects of this project was the use of ontology of language to understand the coherence behind the brand and establish a correlation of sound and voice attributes with its essence, certified through research with the target.
Tell me about your background and how you got involved in audio branding.
I'm Paulo Dietz, Bison Thinking's co-owner and co-founder along with Cynthia Meyer. I have my background in communications, more specifically in public relations. However, during my college days, I had my first contact with the advertising universe, and since then it's been more than 10 years. What I had gradually done in my career was to create a straight relation between my areas of interest and put together all this expertise in one single focus. It was in this context that I discovered audio branding, thinking as a sound strategist. I would like to talk about two other partners in this project. Fabiola Lima holds a master's degree in speech science and specialization in voice. In 2010, she became the first speech and hearing scientist and therapist with ontology language certification, philosophical study of the nature of being, existence or reality. Leandro Toneto holds a PhD in psychology. He is research director at Zuma Consumer Experience along with Rodrigo Trevisan and assistant professor at the Graduate School of Design at Unisinos, where he develops research on the relationship among emotion, user experience and sound. Basically, my role was to conduct this whole project, coordinating strategy and creativity. It was an enriching process with considerable synergy as we partnered with companies from other areas, aggregating to the central idea.
Can you tell me a little bit about your company and your position in particular?
Bison Thinking has been on the market for 9 years now and addresses three areas of business: audio advertising, audio interactive, and audio branding. We are one of the pioneers in Brazil in projects developing a strategic sound alignment of a brand through audio branding. Together with Dominio, a company with expertise in brand ontology and brand vocal, we developed for 3 years our own methodology, focusing on generating brand value through sound. In this project, we also partnered with Zuma Consumer Experience, an agency of projects and research about people, brands, and consumption.
What are your thoughts on audio branding in general?
Numerous revolutions and evolutions are happening with brands and consumers. Every day, there is a new communication channel, making the interaction with the public more complex. There is an immutable factor of interest in the world of brands: emotion. Since hearing presents a great potential to generate emotional connection, there is the reason audio branding can generate tangible results and build the brand's effective memory.
How do you feel about the Audio Branding Congress, and what do you think people will take away from it?
It will provide some time to think and listen to these and other brand new ideas related to the brand universe. This means to be ahead of time and create possibilities of contact with consumers.
Can you talk about the importance of the Congress for marketing and branding experts?
The branding process is usually focused on the visual aspect. The Congress shows to marketing and branding professionals that audio is an essential tool for creating emotional connection with consumers.
What are your predictions for the future of audio branding?
We are in the process of sound enculturation. I believe our role is not only to point at the specific expression or touch point, but also to have a wide and deep view on the essence and the context of a brand. That's the reason it's important to reinforce the strategic and multidisciplinary character of audio branding, acting together with other sensorial manifestations, because the message must be unique.
And last but not least, we would like to thank our sponsor, Man-Made Music.